Simin Shinlamed Vav discusses the halachas of going on grass and going on trees on Shabbos. Sif Aleph, the Machaber says one's not allowed to climb up on a tree in Olam Be'ilon, cannot climb up on a tree on Shabbos, whether it's a lach, it's a moist growing tree, or it's yavish, even if it's dried out. Mishnah explains even the tree is completely dried out, and the leaves already fell off, and the branches, everything's very dry. Still, Chazal made the Isser, we're afraid that somebody's going to climb up on a tree and break off, either take fruit off, break off branches, even by a tree that doesn't have fruit, even if it's unlikely because it's a dry out tree, because of siyag and gather, Chazal made a big lip plug on the Asr in all cases. Mishnah Berurah does say that the Arsa Bois can hold that in the summer, when it's very hot and it's nicker, it's obvious to everybody that this tree is completely dried out, then the Isser does not apply. Now, the same way you cannot climb on a tree, you also can't hang from a tree, you can't mishtamish a tree, you can't use the tree. That means that you can't put something on the tree, or take something off the tree, or tie an animal to the tree. Mishnah Berurah says, not allowed to lean on a tree. Anything that's mechubal karka, that's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, you cannot use it or go on it on Shabbos, gzeirah shem yalavit l'shamayim, start breaking off fruit or leaves or branches from a tree. Now let's say someone climbed on a tree on Shabbos, wrongfully, because not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos. But let's say somebody did. So they did b'shegeg, that means they did not realize the halacha, or there's some sort of mistake, so then they could come down on Shabbos. Because the truth is that when they're sitting on top of the tree, they're also mishtamish b'mukhav, but they're also using the tree. So what's the difference if they use the tree by being on it, sitting on it, or by climbing down? Either way, it's a mishtamish b'mukhav, they're using the tree, so to speak, so we let them climb down. However, someone did amazing, they did it on purpose, they knew the halacha, and they blatantly were not mekayim the halacha, and they still climbed on the tree on Shabbos, we did not allow them to come down on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, make them wait till Shabbos, because kansinle, it's knas, that we punish them, so to speak, the people should not be over in this halacha. Now let's say someone climbed on a tree before Shabbos. Then the Mechaber says, then you could come down on Shabbos. You know, you're not supposed to climb on a tree before Shabbos and stay there into Shabbos. Still, we allow him to come down on Shabbos, even if he did amaze it, since he climbed up before Shabbos. And then the Mechaber brings that there is a Yeshayim, there is a Shidda in the Rishayim that holds, that no, that's only somebody who climbed up before Shabbos and he planned to come down before Shabbos by mistake or on purpose, whatever it was, he did not come down. But let's say when he was climbing up on Erev Shabbos, he knew that he's not coming down until Shabbos. So then we did not let him come down on Shabbos. Since his plan was to stay there, to be the Be'isser, he's part of the Knas, we did not let him come down. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't pass like this, we pass like the first Shita, that if the person climbed up before Shabbos, we always let him come down, even on Shabbos. It's only somebody who climbed up on Shabbos, but Mezid, that we make him stay up there until the end of Shabbos. Now, the Ramah says, that we're discussing over here, a person who climbed on the tree. So then, we said that, if it's B'shegeg, or if he climbed up before Shabbos, even B'mezid, we allow him to come down on Shabbos. However, someone put an item on the tree, where they put it on Shabbos wrongfully, or you put this item on the tree from before Shabbos, it's also to take it off on Shabbos. Because while the item is on the tree, it's not considered that you're mishtamish, that you're using the tree. You're not doing the tree. The keli happens to be sitting there. You're not doing anything with the tree. When you take the item off the tree, that's a form of mishtamish b'ilun of using the tree. It's likely that you might come to lean on the tree when you do it. You might end up pulling off a fruit or a leaf or a branch, and therefore it's also to take the item off the tree. So much so, the Mishnah Berurah says it's usher on Erev Shabbos to put things onto a tree that you usually need on Shabbos, because the Rashash might come take them off the tree on Shabbos. That's how far we take this. Now, the Ramah says now another differentiation, and this is all by Elon by a tree. But Kana Marakim, but soft reeds, which are similar to yerk, similar to a vegetable, those he could use on Shabbos, you know the Mechubal Karka, because Chazar only goes there, they can't mishtamish with the Elon. But a yerk, a vegetable, or something to that effect, they do allow you to use. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that we're going to learn soon in the Simmon, that if it's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, the Issa does not apply at all. We're all discussing things that are more than 3 tefachim off the ground. And that's where the whole Issa b'mishtamish b'ilon and climbing on the Ilon applies. And even in that, the Ramah is making a differentiation not only by a tree, something that's hard, but something that's soft like a vegetable or like reeds, there, even if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, Chazal did not make Xer, did not make this Isser. And the Mishnah Berurah says that many places can say that if it's cut, if it's reeds that tend to eventually get hard, even when they're soft, they have a din of the Ilon, and it's also the Mishtamish for them if it's above 3 tefachim from the ground. That's not considered part of the grass and soft things that Chazal are not gezer on. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the Paiskim that the klachim, the stalks of krov and the la, certain types of fruits or vegetables that grow from the ground, Chazal were gezer on, the napachal, the kula of yerk vegetables, because these things are hard, even if they're not hard now, they will eventually become hard. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings that the Taz argues in this Ramah, and says there's no chilk between trees and versus kodim and yerek. Reeds and vegetables, the same dinim as trees, that once 3 tefachim or more off the ground, you cannot mishtamish there, you cannot put things there on Shabbos or take things off. However, other Achraim argue on this, and they are mekel, and they say we go with the psak of the Ramah. So it's a back and forth here, the Mishnah Berurah, and it's a big machlekes between the Achraim And Lamaisa, the Psak is that anything that's hard, even if it's not as hard as a tree, it's going to be also mishtamish on Shabbos above three tefachim, but something that's soft and it's going to stay soft, you can make it even above three tefachim, like the Rama.